Once upon a time, in a cozy little house on Maple Street, there lived a boy named Ethan, who was afraid of the dark. As soon as the sun would set and the rooms filled with shadows, Ethan's heart would race with fear. His imagination turned every creak and whisper into lurking monsters and eerie sounds. To help him conquer his fears, Ethan's parents gave him a nightlight, a small beacon of warmth with a soft golden glow. It sat by his bedside, casting gentle light across his room. However, even with the nightlight, Ethan found little comfort. He would lie awake, staring at the shadows dancing across the hallway from his room. The nightlight seemed only to cast more shapes on the walls, and his fear grew. One particularly restless night, as Ethan lay in bed, frozen by his fear, something extraordinary happened. The nightlight began to flicker and change shapes. At first, Ethan rubbed his eyes in disbelief. But what happened next was truly magical. The nightlight came to life.
"Good evening, Ethan,"
the nightlight said in a warm, soothing voice. Startled, yet intrigued, Ethan responded hesitantly at first.
Hello? "I'm here to show you something wonderful," replied the nightlight.
Suddenly, the nightlight shone, brighter than it had before, and invited Ethan to hold his hand up to its glow. Ethan raised his arm slowly against the nightlight, and suddenly his hands cast their own shadows on the wall. Together, they made birds, dogs, and even a dragon, all from Ethan's own shadows. Ethan giggled as his fears began to melt away with each new shape.
"See, Ethan,"
the nightlight explained,
"shadows are not to be feared. They are stories we tell on the walls, dreams we paint in the dark. They are part of our imagination, just like the stories you love to read."
Energized by this new game, Ethan spent the night playing with his shadows, casting tales of bravery and adventure. The once menacing shadows of the hallway now hosted their playful theatre. As the hours passed, Ethan's fear subsided, replaced by a newfound joy and curiosity. As dawn approached, the nightlight spoke once more.
"Remember, Ethan, just as stars need the night to shine, our fears need understanding to fade away. Shadows can't hurt you. They are your friends, helping you create wonderful stories."
Ethan yawned sleepily after a night filled with unexpected fun.
"Thank you,"
he whispered as he drifted off to sleep, the nightlight's glow dimming into the coming morning. When he woke up, the nightlight was just a nightlight once again. There was no voice, no moving shadows, just its steady, comforting glow. Ethan pondered if it had all been a dream. But he felt different, braver, somehow. That night, and every night thereafter, Ethan slept peacefully, no longer afraid of the dark. And so, dear listener, Ethan learned that shadows are not foes, but friends, who animate our nights with stories and dreams. They are the playful whispers of our imagination, asking us to see the world differently. Good night, little dreamer. As you lay in bed tonight, may you remember Ethan's journey with his friendly shadows. Let the night embrace you with its serene darkness, for it's just another canvas where your dreams can play. Sleep well, knowing that the night and its shadows are here to cradle you into a world of delightful dreams.